Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Different versions of this song there are around. Want to take a guess? Shall we bet? Want to put some money on it? What do you think?
Are we going over under? 73. Are we counting ones that have been on radio, or are we counting like?
No, I'm just talking about recorded. Recorded versions of this Christmas tune. How many different versions are there? I'm going to bet that you're way low. I'm going to bet that there are several hundred versions of this song here, there, and everywhere. So let's see. We'll do some research. Jay Kirshner at her home studio in Ohio. Doug Steffen in his home studio in Massachusetts. James Collins in the big one down in Dallas. We are here to serve you for this December 14th, almost halfway through the month. We're 10 days away from the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature will be stirring, not even a mouse. How about a rhino? What do you think? Should we bring in a rhino instead of a mouse?
Oh, hippopotamus, of course.
Yeah, hippos. There is nothing like returning to a place that remains unchanged to find the ways in which you yourself have changed. I've been doing some thinking about that. Megan and Brendan, my children, were here over the weekend. We were talking about how the town that they grew up in, that I grew up in, which happens to be the same town, how it's changed. The number of homes, the way it looks, the way it feels, the different populations, how diverse it is, just the whole thing. And then they were talking about how they were influenced by it. Think about this in terms of people, whether you've lived in the same town all your life like I have, Jay's in the same town where she grew up, or
I came back.
You came back, or whether you have moved on or moved somewhere else. And it isn't just where you live, it's the whole business. Maybe where you work, maybe it's the time you spend in pursuit of fun. Look at how fun has changed. It used to be that you go out in the street and kick a ball up and down the street. Now you go to these amazing big complexes where they have new trampolines, and they have miniature golf, and they have whatever you name it. There's an activity for any age and any size. It's just like all inclusive. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have any of that stuff when I was a kid. Went out on the street through the. So that's what I'm saying. Things that have changed. How have they changed, and how have you changed? And speaking of where Jay is in Ohio, there is in Steubenville, which is, the name says it all, as far as I'm concerned. Having been in Steubenville a number of times when I was in college, the birthplace of Dean Martin, whose real name was Dino Martini, if I'm not mistaken, obviously anglicized. Anyway, that was not important to the story. A lot of tourists come to town to see the big Nutcracker Village there, which this year has a record-breaking 205 larger-than-life creations that are the creation of the woodworker Mark Nelson and his wife, Gretchen. They started the village in 2015. They said they wanted to bring life and light to the downtown Steubenville area. And then there's the son-in-law who also carves figures. They say it's about giving our community a true sense of magic. Right? Magic. I think that's... What else? It's so selfless.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you are doing things that are not necessarily good, they're not bad, but they're not for you. They're for other people. That's what this is all about. This is for others. They spent hundreds of hours to put this together so that people in the town, people from the state, people all over the country, come and look at this thing. Very exciting. You can check it out. The Nutcracker. Just Google Nutcracker, Steubenville. And you can't spell it. Steubenville. Steubenville.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I remember one of my friends came from Steubenville. They called it Stupidville, which is not...
Oh.
but that's college.
I have a friend who grew up there, too. I've never heard her call it that.
No. Okay, well, that's good. All right, so there you go. Christmas and miracles. Here's a miracle. A hiker survived a 1,000-foot fall from a hiking trail in Hawaii. Broken left arm, right eye nearly swollen shut. He tells his story. Says he can't believe he survived this tumble. This is like a scene out of a James Bond movie, right? Where he falls off of the bridge and goes into the water and down the cliff. Right, yeah.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, well said, thanks. After I've been shot, too, by the way. So, this fellow is a father of three. Talking about the harrowing ordeal. Yesterday he was able to meet and thank the rescuers and the members of the hiking community who banded together to go find this guy in a mountain range in Hawaii. And he said, quote, "It's a miracle, first and foremost. I'm so glad to be here, incredibly happy to be here, and mostly in one piece."
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Imagine what you'd do in a circumstance like that. He was out hiking by himself.
It was so harrowing that he had already made his peace with God. He thought this was the end. When he realized what had happened, that he had fallen and he was not able to get back up, he needed to be rescued. There was
fallen, I can't get up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
thought this was the end.
Fellas, count your lucky stars, pal. That's what, you know, that's kind of what it's all about, right? What an inspiration the story is to others who don't have anywhere near the kind of problem that he did and are looking for some kind of support. Everybody's level of tolerance is different. Everybody's way of dealing with issues and problems is different. But you fall down 1,000 feet from a cliff, you gotta have starch, right? You gotta have grit. You gotta have guts. So anyway, this guy is from California. Went to Hawaii. He said, "I had no idea what had happened, actually. I was out. I can't even remember if it was daytime, nighttime." When he came through, he didn't know much of anything. I chuckle about it now. But I'm sure that they weren't chuckling. The family, he wasn't. It's just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a selfie on social media during his hike, just before he fell. And that certainly helped the rescuers pinpoint his location and helped to find him.
Yeah, he was missing for 3 days. He was stranded for 3 days.
Yep. Christmas miracle, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Say it was a Christmas miracle. Yeah. All right, let's go back to Ohio for this story. The Ohio Senate yesterday passed a bill limiting transgender athletes' participation and medical care for minors. So what do we think about this? The Ohio Senate passed the bill, which doesn't help. It restricts certain transgender rights for minors. So what does that mean? What is that? The act is called the Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act.
Yes, there are two acts, that one and then the other one is Save Women's Sports Acts. So the Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act bans transgender minors from receiving gender-affirming care, and the Save Women's Sports Act prevents transgender girls from taking part in girls and women's sports. And this was...
What do you think? Are you for this?
Passed 24-8.
Okay. Well, if you were in the Senate, how would you have voted, Jay?
I don't Well, as far as the Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act, I think that's a decision for parents, guardians, and doctors that shouldn't have been in the Senate. And
right. Okay. I agree.
I grew up a female athlete, and I don't see a problem with it. With
see a problem with women
playing women's sports? No, because I mean, when
save
we played
women,
soccer,
yeah.
we would scrimmage the boys all the time. Sometimes they won, sometimes we won. Them being genetically male had no superior advantage over our team.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on both of those. I think that that is what makes sense. I think the first one is nobody's business but the families. The second one is appropriate because women should not be. And I always, when this stuff comes up, I always use the example of the guy who was the power lifter, the weightlifter, who changed from being a man to being a woman. And then he goes into these contests and wins them all. He still weighs 230 pounds and, he looks like he's the guy. And so he wins. It's not fair. Not right. Not just. No place for
it. Who was it? Wasn't there somebody who was a transgender female from New Zealand or something like that? And she didn't even come in like 11th place. She didn't come anywhere near the top.
You mean a weightlifter, powerlifter, something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah, transgender yeah. Female weightlifter.
Yeah, yeah, I don't remember that, but I guess that's possible. But still, why? Ours is, what's the old expression? Ours is not to reason. Ours is not to question why. What is it? Ours is not to reason why. Ours is but to do or die. That's it. Nope, not doing it. Men and women should, you can change your sex if you want. That's none of my business. But don't be competing against others where you have an advantage.
But do they? I mean, that was my point, that the genetically born males, their team did not have any advantage over our team. Sometimes they won, sometimes we won.
Yeah, I know, but, okay, so I didn't interpret what you said. I thought you thought that the idea was a good one to have women.
Well, but there's also, I think, a misconception over sex versus gender. Gender is a societal norm.
Yeah.
Where sex is the chromosomes.
Mm-hmm. All right, under the circumstances, that excuse me, isn't the final word on this, but for now it is, because 18 at the hour on Good Day.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-461-4410. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-461-4410. That's 800-461-4410. Again, 800-461-4410.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. Well, today you can expect lots of cloud cover with 0% chance of raining on your parade because you'll be riding your motorcycle vroom vroom. That rumbling low-pressure system beneath you should give way to a relaxing commute and a sudden urge to take the scenic route everywhere you go because, dagnabbit, you're having fun out there. That's your forecast. Back to you. This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here we are, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Hello to Santa.
Hello, Santa.
Man is getting ready, man. On the way. He'll be up there with the meteors pretty soon. What did Maria tell? Well, no. What do we have meteors being seen all over the country, I think, don't we, this week, where the skies are clear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of that stuff. This part of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, for your boat, your car, your RV. You want protection? I'm going to say this in my announcer voice, okay, Jay? Or protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 800 Progressive. I like this pretty good, huh? You know, I sound like
it
a pro.
Great. Yeah, I like it.
Progressive.com, yeah. All right, so those of you who are fans of the Beach Boys, and I count myself as a premier fan of the Beach Boys, are saddened to know that one of the players in the Beach Boys band, a guy named Jeff Foskett, has died of anaplastic thyroid cancer, 67, longtime member of the Beach Boys, 67 years old. That thyroid cancer, man, a lot of people have thyroid cancer, and they have the thyroid taken out, and they're okay. Mm-hmm. But this anaplastic thyroid is quite a bit different.
Aggressive. Mm-hmm.
Very much so. Yeah. So, anyway, we'll pay tribute in a moment to this longtime member of the Beach Boys.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
One of the things about this anaplastic thyroid cancer, very aggressive, as you said, it's a carcinoma. Often it comes as a result of smoking, not always, but many times it does. I don't know whether that was the case here or not with Jeff Foskett, but here's a guy who's been a member. Can you imagine the life that these people have had in bands like this, the Beach Boys, Four Seasons, any of the big bands that have been touring and singing the same songs over and over again for 50 years, 60 years. And sometimes, by the way, if the falsetto voice that is necessary for some of the Beach Boys for the music, the songs, that also can cause an irritation in their throat, irritation. So anyway, all of the members, I'm trying to remember back to when the three Wilson brothers, Brian, who's still alive, Carl, and Dennis are both gone. Mike Love was their cousin. These guys are all in their 80s, right? Al Jardine, they've been on. Right. What a wonderful life, in a manner of speaking. And they kind of messed it up because they argued with each other about pretty much everything, and that was kind of a shame. And their father was a real a-hole, and he kind of was the same thing with it. Where do these guys come from? The father of the Beach Boys was a jerk. The father of Michael Jackson, the Jacksons, Jerkelberger. Anyway, this guy was loved by the members of the band. They felt he was a member of their family, in a manner of speaking. He was always there for all of them, said Brian Wilson. So the passing of Jeff Foskett and thoughts about the Beach Boys here at 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness, and don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm worried.
Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday, and so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. So that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. is featuring a portrait of Oprah Winfrey, created by Chicago-based artist Sean Michael Warren. The full-length artwork depicts Winfrey in a floor-length purple gown holding an olive branch on her estate in Montecito, California. The renowned talk show host attended the unveiling ceremony in the museum's courtyard this week. Los Angeles poised to host Super Bowl 61 at the SoFi Stadium, the shared home of the Rams and Chargers, according to sources cited by ESPN. The decision on the location for the 2027 championship football game is set for a vote by NFL owners in Dallas. The upcoming Super Bowls will take place at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, home of the Raiders, the Superdome in New Orleans, home of the Saints, and Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, home field of the San Francisco 49ers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Song. We could do that. And then some take longer than we have on the air in a day to get through all of them. So we're quizzically wondering how many different versions of this tune. And then we could take almost any one of the top 50 Christmas songs and ask the same question and do the same research and come up with the answer. How many different versions of this song was the question? So we put that to James Collins, who's in our studio, the main studio in Dallas. What'd you come up with, James, numbers-wise? I think Jay said 73. I said at least twice that many, and I think we're probably both wrong and way off.
The number? Just a tad. Well, so it's kind of impossible to calculate how many renditions of Jingle Bell Rock just because there's an infathomable amount. So what we did was we calculated every recording.
What's that word again? And in what? And in how many?
Infathomable. I think
perfect. Yeah. Yes. Got that.
Yeah. So what we did was we took every different recorded version on an album. Every different recorded rendition on an album. So what are we doing? Are we doing higher or lower, or you want me to just give you the number straight up?
No, I want the number.
The number.
A mystery it is.
The number is 1,184 different renditions of Jingle Bell Rock.
See? Woohoo! There you go. That would take. Can you imagine what the average version is? Probably about 3 minutes and 14, 15 seconds. So multiply that times 1,000 or whatever, we'd be here until the 12th of never.
That's about 4,000 minutes.
You could make it the 12 days of Christmas and fill it up with all the various renditions of just that one song.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the other ones that are very popular. So that's cool. Thank you for doing that research, James. Interesting.
Absolutely.
People can talk about that at the water cooler. You can ask your friend who's not listening to the program this morning, hey, you know how many versions there are of Jingle Bell Rock? I bet you don't know, and I do. There you go. All right. This portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. This is a good place to go, by the way, for Christmas stocking stuffers. Right, little tools that we all should have. Men and women all should have tools in the car or in your truck or wherever. So I have, well, because I'm on the farm and I have a utility body actually on my truck. It has all my tools. So I have a whole section of tools, sockets and wrenches and everything, pliers. It's just a fun thing. Not many people have fun, but I have fun grabbing around in my toolbox in the truck when I am stuck out in the field on a tractor. And so a lot of them are small enough, they would fit right into a stocking. So I think that's a good idea. Anybody you know who needs, and sometimes people, you don't really know what they need, but you can always use a pair of pliers or a screwdriver or, you know, something that's handy to have on the road or in your house. So you get the parts, the service, things like that. It's all fast, man. The parts professionals are at O'Reilly, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's see here. We're focusing on miracles today. Why not? Christmas time, miracle time. Here's the story of a mailman who's being praised today for his heroics after rescuing a youngster who walked into oncoming traffic. This was a story that we had a couple days ago, and now we know the rest of the story, if you will. Postal Service worker found this 3-year-old boy wandering around, and this is up in Salem, Massachusetts. Yeah, the same place where they had the witch. Yes, okay, yep, that's the same place. The child only had socks on his feet, opened a door, left the community child care center, and walked out in the street. So this postal worker named David Moulton said he thought the child was playing at a park, but then became concerned when he saw the boy walking toward the street.
Mm-hmm.
So he ran over to the child, scooped him up. Boy was shaking and shivering because, again, all he had on was his socks. I mean, I guess he was dressed, but he didn't have any shoes on.
He was just in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, that's what it is, Jay. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he called the authorities, and child was brought to the hospital just to check child out. The mother, Martha Esquivel, has said she nearly fainted when she arrived at the hospital, saw police and a pastor standing over the child with the doctor. Wow. Mm-hmm. All the people, that would be something to cry about for sure. And the child was fine. Mommy, mommy! Screamed, mommy, mommy, mommy!
And you think, how can a 3-year-old get outside the house by themselves? Very easily. Especially, we don't know, just turning from 2 to 3 is very different from about to turn from 3 to 4. And there's a lot of development in that year alone. And they start learning how to do a lot of stuff for themselves, opening doors, unlocking the doors.
Yep. Got a kid like that. My son's house. He's at it, man. Jasper is into it. So, cool. All right, some Christmas letters to Santa. Some of the things that I'm reading are pretty funny. Here's a child that asked for coal. And so he wasn't happy with his mother. So I want coal for my mama's stocking. Let's see. That's from Beth Dalby. Here's a child that wants a cheeseburger for Christmas. That was in the letter that she sent to Santa. 10-year-old. Michelle Rotino. Thank you. Let's see here. 7-year-old girl asked for a robot cat. Huh? Do they have such things as...
Where would
you get the idea? Mm-hmm. Huh? They have robot cats? Do they really?
Yeah, they have little toys and stuff like this. Yeah, they have robot cats, robot dogs.
Uh-huh. All right, Chris Lindell, thanks. Here's a lady, a young lady, 11 years old, wants a Barbie doll. She tells Santa she's been very, very good. So I want a unicorn Barbie, and you're going to help me with that one on the top of my head. I can't tell you that I know what I suppose I can imagine what a unicorn Barbie is, but that's kind of weird, isn't it? Wouldn't that be weird? That'd be weird.
Why is that weird? The Barbie dream?
I don't know. It just Barbie feels is. Like it would be weird.
Yeah. It's just a very colorful Barbie doll, unless she wants the actual Barbie doll that's the unicorn Barbie doll, or there is a unicorn that is an actual unicorn that goes with Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
There are two options here. Maybe she should just ask for both.
Here's a young lady named Lacey, who is the daughter of Veronica Farber, wants a baby brother for Christmas. Okay, good luck. Help yourself to that one. Better talk to Mommy and Daddy. Maybe. Or the stork. Let's see. Reno, Nevada. Excuse me. I want clean toys, this youngster. It's apparently, there are a lot of used toys around, and this is a good thing to recycle them. But clean them up before you give them to somebody, huh? And that's
wait, like clean,
thoughtful.
Clean, just asking for clean toys, not like cleaning toys?
No. Put the modifier in the wrong place. Would like to have clean toys, doesn't want to be a cleaner for toys. That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes me really sad for them. If they're just asking for clean toys.
Something that's clean, yeah?
Yeah.
Antioch, Ohio, a girl asking Santa for a bike with no training wheels. All right. Yeah? No training. So can you learn how to ride a bike without having training wheels on it? How do you do that?
They have these balance bikes that are just two-wheelers. So they don't have training wheels on them, but they stand upright.
Letter to Santa in from Daniel, Nashua, New Hampshire, like a tablet. I don't know how old he is, though. What do you think? How old should you be to give a tablet to a youngster?
You're asking the wrong person. I gave my child a phone at 2.
Oh,
he has a tablet.
Okay. Right. I'll keep my comments to myself. All right. Let's see here. Huntsville, Alabama. A child tells Santa, I'm going to stay up and wait to watch you when you come down the chimney on Christmas Eve. That'd be nice. Kid's going to go to sleep. You can be sure of that. Here's a young lady who wants a horsey toy and treats for her dog for Christmas. Let's see here. A Disney vacation is from Matt Troutman. I want a Disney vacation from Queens, New York. Let's see. Anything Pokemon. This could be my grandson. Miles wants anything Pokemon. And here's somebody else who wants the same thing. Here's a grandmother who sent a letter to Santa asking for peace and happiness up in New Milford, New Hampshire. Yep.
That's
stuffed animals, his youngster. In Dakota, North Dakota, I guess. No, South Dakota, sorry. Tony Chanella. All right. I thought these were kind of cool. Here's a Nintendo. A teenager wants a Nintendo Switch. What's that? What's a Nintendo Switch?
It's like that. Did your kids ever have Game Boys when they were younger?
Nope, my kids didn't.
It's just a little handheld gaming device.
Really? Okay.
You can
All right. Nice letters to Santa for Christmas. Hunter Biden. Here we go. Hunter is not happy at the MAGAGAs because he thinks the MAGAGAs are out to get him. Right? The MAGA crew and the MAGAGA crew. So he's castigated the Republicans during a relatively smartly choreographed appearance outside the U.S. Capitol. This guy really is cruising for a bruising. President's son defying congressional subpoenas, just like Trump. So do we have any rules or laws anymore than anybody? Do we, if they don't have to obey them, why do we? Why does the average person...
It's not the crime. It's the person who does it. We've already... It seems like that's already been established. It's not what is being done. It's who did it that is getting the punishment or not.
I don't understand what you're saying. If you do something then you that's wrong, you should pay the consequences. Right?
Should. Yeah, is the operative word.
Uh-huh. So... He's pulling the same stunt that Trump has been pulling. I'm not going to go. I'm going to defy the subpoena. So this info is being used. There are a lot of Democrats now that are getting on the bandwagon because of stuff like this to impeach or sign on to the impeachment inquiry in the House, which I've said 100 times is a big waste of time. But you know what? I suppose, at some point in time, you got to pay the piper. We got to get back to the rule of law. And as a matter of fact, interesting, there's a poll out today, Jay, shows that Joe Biden has hit record low approvals, and that's because of his son. So his son is a selfish SOB, not thinking about anybody but himself, certainly not about his dad. It's 48 after the hour now on Good Day.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools to help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now 53 past the hour. Jeepers crow. Hold on a sec. There it is. Okay. Got it. A 53. It's food, farm, and family time for us. It's a celebration day for those who like bouillabaisse. Am I correctly pronouncing that? I think I am, Jay. Right?
I have heard it pronounced that way. Yes, with the L's and then bouillabaisse.
All right. National Bouillabaisse Day. Today, December the 14th, we'll celebrate that on our food, farm, and family portion of the program. The French, known for a lot of great recipes, came up with, well, obviously, that name, right? Sounds very French. Bouillabaisse. This is must-have cuisine. Whenever you go to France, you got to have a bowl of bouillabaisse. It originated in the port city of Marseille, made using rockfish, bony fish, right? Fennel seed, orange zest, that kind of stuff. There are strong opinions about the proper ingredients. If you want to make a bowl of authentic bouillabaisse, let's see here. The type of fish, what they put in, what kind of... These are weird kinds of fishes, too, right? The sea robin, whoever had that? I never heard of that. But anyway, you put wine in. You make bouillabaisse? Have you ever made bouillabaisse?
I have never made it, but if it is on the menu at a really good restaurant, that is what I'm going to be getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's very tasty. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. I like the taste of it. I don't want to, as I look at the ingredients, I'm not sure I ever studied what the, not sure I'd be so eager to have in the future because it looks like kind of all throwing things in there. Goes back to Greece. That's where it started. Lots of variations since then. The first evidence of bouillabaisse was in Greece in 600 B.C. Legend has it that the fishermen in the Phoenician area created the dish. They wanted to make a meal when they came back to port. And then there were tomatoes that were added in the 1600s. See, that's what I'm used to. Veggies, celery, onions, that sort of thing, potatoes. That's a good soup. It's a seafood soup restaurant.
Yeah, but it's. I almost feel like it's less of a soup and it's more of a. It's almost like a shallow pool of broth in It's like a plated entree, but in a bowl, in a shallow bowl, and it's just a shallow broth. It's not like when you typically get soup where it's very liquidy, or the liquid is higher, you know what I mean? And it's, this one place that we go, it's so good. It has lobster in it and clams in it. And then typically this one kind of fish that I'm forgetting what it is, but every so often, whatever their fish of the day is, they might swap it out for their fish
throw
of the
it
day.
In. Right. Junior Child published it in the French chef cookbook, Bouillabaisse à la Marseille. All right, that's enough of that.
Okay.
She helps the big uptick of butter sales in the U.S.
I'm all plugged up here. All right, here's the first recall of the day. Sun-dried tomatoes, Aviator brand tomatoes, because they have unlabeled sulfites in them. What in the world would you have sulfites in sun-dried tomatoes for? Food inspectors detecting traces of these sulfites, not on the package label, coming from Global Veg Corporation. Of course, a big, huge international conglomerate, doesn't give a damn about quality. Just pack them in and send them out. Aviator sun-dried tomato halves. Bring them back to the store. Get your money back. Because sulfites are nothing to play with. A serious, sometimes life-threatening threat. Threat would be life-threatening. Yes, thank you very much for that. Severe sensitivity to sulfites, and I don't know what actually how that manifests. But the sulfites it's an organic, it's chemical stuff that can be in a variety of medications, and so it's when you're lying. You know, you see all of those ads on TV. Don't take this if you have an allergic reaction to blah, 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 and blah. Well, that's, you know, a lot of people have an allergic reaction to sulfur dioxide, potassium, sodium, that sort of thing. Sodium is salt. And there's a lot of salt, I would think. Anything that's sun-dried like this would have a component of salt in it, wouldn't you think? I think that probably is there. But anyway, so bring it back and get your money back. All right, is that enough of an explanation? You think that it should... so careless and needless. The fact that we've been able to create a segment of the program every day because of recalls, kind of a sad reality, isn't it, huh? Public service-minded, though, as we are, we have the Food Farm and Family items every day, not only on the air, but at foodfarmfamily.com. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.